Are you comfortable?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Then let's proceed. As you know, Miss Thomas, we're together here today in my office to perform a reading of your late father's will.
Yes.
I knew your father a good many years, and I shall remember him both as a dear friend and a good client. He generally took my advice, and when he did, he usually benefited from it. We're not here to talk about that.
No.
Indeed. So, shall we get down to business? Good. I'll commence with the reading. I, Norman Quincy Thomas, being of sound mind and body, do hereby designate this as my last will and testament, and do name my daughter, Sarah Hawthorne Thomas, as my sole heir and beneficiary. Miss Thomas! Miss Thomas, wake up! Miss Thomas!
What? What? What is it?
You fell asleep, Miss Thomas. I was reading your father's will, and you fell asleep.
I did? Oh, I'm sorry. Your voice was so soothing. It just lulled me to sleep, I guess.
It might have been my voice. Or it might have been the tablet that I dropped
what?
In your tea.
You drugged me?
Just
Why?
Lie still, Miss
What are you
Miss
doing
Thomas.
To me?
I'm preparing you.
What? No!
For the master.
Take your hands off me, you freak! Stop!
Such
no!
A
don't
lovely
do
girl.
It! No!
The master comes! Lie still and wait, child. He's coming for you! I only ask that my daughter, Sarah, honor my requests and continue to aid those who
what?
Are destitute. Was there something, Miss Thomas?
No, I'm all right. I may have drifted a bit there. It's a little warm in here, isn't it? It's a little warm in here.
Oh, let me adjust the thermostat. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. All right.
I can start over again if you like, with the reading.
No, I don't think you need to do that. Can you just cover the main points? I'll get my own copy of the will, won't I? I can read it myself later.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, so the main points. This box is for you.
Huh.
This key goes with it.
How very interesting. Such a lovely inlay pattern. Thank you. And now I...
Oh, must you go? Yes, of course. Let me get the door for you.
Well, now let's see what this is all about. Funny, I never saw this box when Daddy was alive.
I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told. Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out.
I didn't think you'd come.
Oh, darling, how could I stay away?
I don't know what I'd do without you.
I do. Why, you'd wither away.
Keith still doesn't know about us.
Does it really matter by now?
Well, of course it does. Keith is not going to let me go.
Oh, God, please. You know damn well you are the one keeping him here.
Fran, please, darling, let's not fight. We only have a short time together each day.
I know. But you do realize you have to be the one to rid yourself of Keith.
I know. Believe it or not, he has a sweet side to him.
Oh, darling, please. Keith Ballbreaker Barrett has a sweet side to him. Tell me, when does he show it, Gaia love? After he's burned a cigarette on the arm of a hooker who hasn't given him his share? How about when old man Jessup hasn't paid Keith for protection on the bread shop? How about when he's thrown a brick through the window of Helen Kaufman's salon?
All right, Fran. Enough.
Gail, if I were to help you get rid of Keith, would you do it? For real?
I don't know.
What if it meant losing me?
What do you mean?
If you choose Keith, I don't think I'd want to be with you anymore. Especially as a side piece.
Fran, you are not a side piece.
Well, this started as friends. Then it became a one-night stand. After that, I was once a month. Then just on Thursdays.
Now you're permanent.
Really?
Yes, really. You mean everything to me.
Just how permanent am I when he walks through that door?
God, it is almost 6. I need to get dressed and you need to dress and leave. I need to get something ready for his dinner.
Stop it! Stop! Listen to yourself! All right. Hand me my skirt and bra.
Don't you want your knickers?
No. I'm leaving them for you.
You mean for Keith to find?
Oh, give them here then. I was trying to be playful. Sexy, even. God, you're so silly sometimes.
Gail! Where are you, girl?
I'm in the kitchen, darling.
What in the bloody hell are you doing in here? You know you can't cook.
Get off, you bastard. You know I can cook. Look at the pouch in your midsection.
That ain't no pouch, baby. At midnight, it turns
into... Yeah, you always say that. I love you.
Yeah, I know. Whatcha making?
Tuna casserole.
Tuna what? I ain't eating that. Why don't you make those steaks? They're gone!
Of course they are. You had steak last night.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did. Been feeling funny lately. Forgetting things. Today, like, I want to see Cully and Damien. You know, to get my piece of the airport job. They acted like they couldn't see me. I thought I was dreaming.
Well, of course you weren't dreaming.
How do you know what I was?
Well, darling, I was just saying...
You were saying? Well, go on then! You know me so well.
I don't know.
No, you don't know.
Ow, Keith, you're hurting me.
You don't know what I've been going through lately. Doors opening on their own, walls closing in, hearing people say things so loud, it's been so loud my eardrums are about to explode.
Please, stop, Keith.
Something else I heard them talking about, Cutty and Damien. Yeah, they was planning to get rid of me. Said that friend of yours, Fran, had plans for me. I told you I didn't want her around, and you deliberately disobeyed me. I know that woman went to the cops on me.
Keith, please, Fran is not a rat. She would never tell on you.
I thought it was a dream. You know, sometimes... then I started feeling woozy.
Keith, I would never hurt you. I swear.
For some reason, Gail, baby, I don't believe you.
No, please, Keith, not the belt, not the belt! Hi.
Hi.
I didn't think you'd come.
Oh, darling, how could I stay away? Take your sunglasses off.
I don't want to.
Come now, take them off.
No.
Take off your sunglasses, Gail. Oh, Gail. Oh, Gail.
I've had worse from him.
He needs to disappear.
We tried that already.
Gail, you must let him go.
Don't start, please. If you do, I'm just going to leave. I'll never come back.
All right, all right. It's all right, darling. Please, we're both upset. No one needs threats. I'm not starting. Just please, please, darling, hear me out. You are far better without Keith haunting your every move.
I know. You are right. I do need to let go. I do. I am ready. I just can't think of how to do it. I stay up nights, watching him sleep in our bed, and trying to figure out how to rid myself of him. Then I feel guilty. Keith took me from a dull, empty life with a father who thought he could buy my love. Keith at first seemed to fill a void inside of me left when Mum died. A void I've had since I was 13. Funny thing is, I don't feel rotten about what he does to other people or the stealing. I do, however, feel like I owe him.
You don't owe Keith a damned thing.
I suppose you're right.
Darling, I'll make you a deal. You help me rid you of Keith again. And if it doesn't work, then I shall never speak of it ever again.
But how are we going to get rid of him?
Oh, I think I know how. All right. All 7 candles are now lit. Go on, get undressed.
What? Why?
Well, that's what the spell says.
Where did you get the spell?
From that Jinkies website.
The same website you got that awful devil's food cake recipe.
I didn't know the recipe would be faulty. God. Here, take this onion.
For what?
Rub it on you.
Is that in the fucking spell?
Yes! Now do it! And I will.
This is weird, Franny.
Indeed it is, but... oh, you look great, standing naked in the moonlight.
Come on now, we need to focus.
Well, you're right. We'd better get on with it.
God, I hate coming here. We swore we'd never come here.
This house is where we killed Keith. The blood is still here, and his body is buried under the floorboards.
Let's not talk about the incident, please.
Go on, Gail. Call him. Gail!
All right, give me a sec. Keith! Keith, darling!
What?
Keith, could you come here, please?
For God's sake, woman, what is it now? You know I'm What the bloody hell is she doing here? I told you, I don't want that witch here.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, may the wind blow you, wandering ghost, and clear the world of the living, turn you to where you belong, and may you disappear without a trace. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, may the wind blow you, wandering ghost, and clear the world of the living, turn you to where you belong, and may you disappear without a trace.
You always disobey me.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, may the wind blow you, wandering ghost, and clear the world of the living, turn you to where you belong, and may you disappear without a trace.
I know you're behind this, you witch.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, May the wind blow you, wandering ghost.
I'll kill you!
And, clear the world of the living. Oh, God, I don't know what to do. Turn you to where you belong, and may you disappear without a trace.
I should have done this a long time ago.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. May the wind blow you, wandering ghost, and clear the world of the living. Turn you to where you belong, and may you disappear without a trace. Fran! Fran!
Is he gone?
Oh, Franny, I thought I lost you.
Did it work? Is he gone, Gale?
Yes, it worked.
Oh, do you really mean it?
I feel so relieved. Yes.
I'm so glad, darling.
Blood Noir, The Will, The Ghost in You, starring Pete Lutz as The Stranger, Wesley Critchfield as The Lawyer, Amy Pavey as Sarah, Zoe Jenkins as Gale, Sarah Late as Fran, and Wesley Critchfield as Keith. Music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautics. The Will, written by Pete Lutz. Directed by Mark Slade. The Ghost in You, written by Mark Slade. And directed by Daniel French. Credits read by Caitlin Curtis.
This was Rocket 88 Productions.